Good morning. My name is Tom Adams, and I am speaking on behalf of Larry Phillips, who is a dear brother and friend of mine. He is a bit under the weather, and if you are given to remember him in prayers, he would greatly appreciate it. This morning, I would like to focus on the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 2, the last half of verse 3 and verse 4. God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. To me, the main emphasis on verse 4 is the character of God. Is he waiting blindly to see who will accept his son? Does he will for more people to be saved than actually will be saved? Are his hands tied because he wouldn't dare violate man's free will? Will God save every single person that has ever been born on the earth? Or does he have an elect people and all of his elect will be saved? All of these questions reflect on the character of God, good and bad. Looking at verse 4, it says, who will have all to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. This is a very misunderstood verse, and because of that misunderstanding, it is often misused and twisted to fit one's viewpoint. To me, this verse is a bold proclamation of what our God and Savior's purpose is in the salvation of his people. Let me briefly touch on what I believe this verse cannot mean. It cannot mean that all men, without exception, will be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. If that were the case, then Esau, which Scripture specifically states that God hated, would be saved. It would mean that the workers of iniquity, which Scripture specifically states that God hates, would be saved. Not to mention all of the serial killers throughout the ages, all of the dictators and so forth would be saved. John 10 verse 11 says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. There's no mention of goats in this verse. Jesus laid down his life, not for a random sporadic people, but for a specific people. He shed his blood only for his elect, not for all without exception. It cannot mean that God has willed to save more than he will save. Bottom line, that is, just makes no sense whatsoever. And anyone who would believe that serves a God who is double-minded. And the God I serve accomplishes all his will. Another aspect is, some people would have you believe that God is so impersonal and so out of control that he is waiting on pins and needles and biting his fingernails in anticipation on whom will accept him. You might ask where I get that. I have heard many, many people quote this verse and then add to it by saying, but you must accept him first. What is wrong with this statement, though, is that it puts man on the throne and God bowing to the will of man. And I have an excellent theological word for that. Hogwash. God is on the throne and in control of all things, especially our salvation. Look with me at chapter 1 of Ephesians. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his will. That is verses 3 through 5 and verse 11. These verses all point to what God is doing and has done to bring his people to himself. to me, the main emphasis of these verses is that God has a perfect time to bring to salvation those for whom he chose and sent his son to die for. So now that I briefly went over what they cannot mean, what does it mean? It means all without distinction. All men of every kindred, tribe, and nation, not just the Jews. And notice it also says, and come to the knowledge of the truth. You can't be saved without truth. The knowledge of the truth is so vast. It includes knowing the truth of who God is. He is not a grandpa up in heaven. He is not blindly waiting to see who would choose him or accept him. He is not afraid to violate man's free will, because man does not have a free will. He has a people, and all of his elect people will be saved at his decree. And that is good news to those of whom are his. I hope these words were an encouragement, and I hope you have a blessed day.